Here are your latest Newcastle United headlines. I'm Aidan Perkins. We'll start with the latest on the proposed takeover. Boss Steve Bruce says that he hasn't had any new information about the possible takeover of Newcastle. He's also said, Bruce, in an honest interview, that he's not really interested in the takeover because he can't influence it. He said, "I'm brutally honest and I'm not really interested in it because I can't influence it. I'll hear something when probably you guys hear something. My job is to remain focused and keep taking the club forward," Bruce said. Meanwhile, team news then ahead of Wednesday night's clash with Aston Villa as Newcastle look to build on the impressive victory over Sheffield United over the weekend. Matty Longstaff has returned to training after a thigh injury but is unlikely to play, while his brother Sean Longstaff is also still out with a muscle injury. Defenders Florian Lejeune and Kieran Clark will not be involved as they continue to work their way back to full fitness. Joe Linton is expected to keep his place up front. And the Newcastle forward, who got his first goal at St James's Park in the victory over the Blades, says that Steve Bruce has done a good job at Newcastle, although he admitted that some of the fans didn't want Bruce in charge when he took over from Rafa Benitez. Speaking to ESPN in Brazil, Joe Linton said, "When he arrived, he came under a lot of pressure. Some of the crowd didn't want him because of his old work, but he's a nice guy, hard-working, and is a friend and always has a strong word," Joe Linton said. "The crowd acted in a wrong way with him as soon as he arrived. He's doing his best. For me, he's a great coach," Joe Linton said. That's all for now. We'll have more later.